Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Nikhil Rampal, reporter working for the Print's Political Economy Bureau. And today we are going to discuss about the violent clashes that happened in Patiala on Friday. A day after violent clashes between Shiv Sena Bal Thackeray workers and the Sikhs, an uneasy peace prevails in Punjab's Patiala. But as facts emerge, it is coming to the light that the protest that took place on Friday were already planned in advance. On Saturday, members of Hindu religious outfits like the Hindu Takht, Shiv Shakti Dal, among others, gathered outside the Kali Devi temple where the violence had taken place, calling for a band. Negotiations between the warring groups, police and the district administrations had brought peace for the next 48 hours on the condition that the authorities will find the perpetrators soon. So what exactly led to the violence on Friday? Well, the seeds of this violence which took place on Friday were sown almost a month ago in March this year, when certain groups protested a call by Gurpatwant Singh Pannu, convener of band Six for Justice, to hoist its flag in Himachal Pradesh on April 29th, which it recognizes as Khalistan Declaration Day. The group had planned to conduct a similar event on 29th April, but had issued the notice on 15th April in Haryana too. In retaliation to the call, the Anti-Terrorist Front of India announced anti-Khalistani march and burnt Khalistani flags outside the Deputy Commissioner's office. Patiala was also one of the areas where anti-Khalistani protests were planned by the main accused, Harish Shringla, who claims to be the working president of Shiv Sena Bal Thackeray. Now the question is, who is Harish Shringla? Harish Shringla, the leader of the Shiv Sena Bal Thackeray, the so-called Punjab unit of Shiv Sena, was sacked by the party on Friday by Yograj Sharma, the state chief of Sena, for anti-party activities after orders from party supremo Uddhav Thackeray, youth wing chief Aditya Thackeray and national secretary Anil Desai. The party was known as the Shiv Sena Bal Thackeray in Punjab to differentiate it from over a dozen other factions. A Shringla who has been campaigning for his anti-Khalistani rally has been using his Facebook account to rally support for the last 10 days. He has hosted live sessions using strong language against Khalistan supporters and shared videos of his interviews with the local media. He shared a speech posted by a local news portal called The News Time, in which Shringla can be seen raising anti-Khalistani slogans while a crowd was brandishing swords followed him. However, his campaign and provocative speeches went unnoticed by the authorities. Shringla was produced at the district court in Patiala on Saturday, where he has given 2 days police remand. Apart from Harish Shringla, Daljeet Singh, Kuldeep Singh Dantal and Brinder Singh Parwana, head of Damdami Taksal Rajpura, are among the 26 arrested in connection with the violence. Quote, we have also booked Barjinder Singh Parwana of Rajpura, who is one of the main accused and key conspirators in the case. He was the mastermind who allegedly created law and order issues in Patiala. Barjinder Singh Parwana is also one of the persons wanted in connection with some prior cases. Unquote. This is what the Inspector General of Police in Patiala, Mukhwinder Singh Chinna, had told the reporters. Parwana was arrested from Mohali Sunday morning. Shiromani Gurdwara Prabandhak Committee, the SGPC, had condemned the police arrests against Parwana on Saturday. So, when these protests were already planned, what exactly went wrong? Given their version of the violence that took place in Patiala, which left 4 people injured, Deputy Superintendent of the Police Mohit Agarwal told the Print that Shringla was denied permission to hold the march on the day violence broke out. Quote, around 4 to 5 days ago, Shringla had sought permission from us to conduct his anti-Khalistan rally, which we denied. Sikh hardliners had told us that if Harish Shringla takes out his march, then they will also hold a counter-protest. After Shringla was denied permission, we used it as a proof to pacify Sikh hardliners who were planning the protest. They assured us that if this doesn't happen, they will do a peace march in Dukh Nivan Gurdwara, says Agarwal. Unquote. Meanwhile, district administration officials said that Shringla was not given permission to hold the rally. Though police can be seen with him on the day violence broke out, the matter, according to the administration, is still being investigated. Agarwal also said that the rumor about Shringla's march reaching Kali Temple had spread. A large group of people from the nearby Gurdwara allegedly rushed towards the temple, However, police claim that a majority of those who allegedly came from the Gurdwara were blocked at the Leela Bhavan, which is around a kilometer and a half away from the temple. There were about 40-50 of them who reached the temple. They saw nothing as was going on by around 10:30, 10:45 a.m. We convinced them to move away from the temple to Leela Bhavan. By that time, we got an alert that another group had reached the temple using a different route. When people inside the temple confronted the Sikh groups, then clashes happened from the both sides. Officials claim outsiders were involved. Well, both the police and Hindu Tat, the religious organization which is situated right next to the temple, alleged that the Khalistani supporters who were outsiders were involved in the violence. Quote, 80% of the locals come here to offer prayers. Some elements want to break the Hindi Sikh unity we see here. The SSP has identified these people who started the violence. Six of them were from Faridkot who came in their Scorpio, alleged Panchanand Giri Maharaj, head of the Hindu Takht. Quote, we do support those who are against Khalistan. We had our plans to raise anti-Khalistan slogans in Ambala, but not in Patiala. We were not at all aware that he would arrive at the temple. There were about 15-16 Hindu groups in Patiala alone and Singla hadn't taken anyone in confidence. He was supposed to go to the market from Arya Samaj Mandir. The Hindu groups are cross with Singla because he didn't tell them in advance about his plans. They, the Sikhs, according to him, reached in thousands of number, which we couldn't have much in front of them. This is what Rajesh Keher, who is the spokesperson of Hindu Takht, told the print. The Punjab police told the print that Shiromani Akali Dal Amritsar had requested them not to let the anti-Khalistan protest happen, lest they will also launch their own protest. Speaking to the print, Iqbal Singh Tiwana, spokesperson of the Shiromani Akali Dal Amritsar group, said that about 3,500 to 4,000 of the members were in Patiala on Friday. For the first 15-16 years, we have been celebrating the birthday of Janail Singh Bhindranwale on 12th February. Around 20 to 30,000 people gather in Fatehgarh Sahib every year, where we celebrate the event in peace. When we started this birthday, that means the Shiv Sainiks, had also protested against it at that time as well. This is what, unquote, Deep Tiwana had told us. Quote, protest is a democratic right. We have never celebrated Khalistan Declaration Day. But since these anti-Khalistan protesters were already booing against this particular day, we decided that we will celebrate in case they go on with their rally. When our people marched to the temple, those standing on its construction building started pelting the stones, and that's what triggered the Sikhs. This is what Tiwana added. Thank you for listening to the Print AM. We will be back tomorrow with another story.